You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones. Hey everyone, and welcome to this very special Facebook Live, YouTube video, and also podcast for the episode of The Grow Show, where we're going to be talking all about one of my favourite films and favourite franchises, Back to the Future. Yeah, Back to the Future. So, there's loads of different things we can talk about when it comes to Back to the Future. But I want to focus on the technology, and more importantly, the technology that they feature in Back to the Future 2. That brilliant, brilliant film where Marty McFly goes from 1985 to the year 2015 to correct some of the mistakes that they've made. That Emmett Brown, Doc Brown, finds when he travels through. And remember, this film was made in 1989, which is really cool. But they predicted the future in 2015, and they included loads of different things that I'm going to talk about today that actually is really, really cool. And if you've seen my foresight in different places, then you'll kind of have a feeling. But we're going to be talking about the tech that Back to the Future 2 predicts. So, over the next 20 minutes or so, let's focus on the top 15 bits, which I love and which I thought, you know what, let's share with you today. So number one in the kind of list, really, is the time machine. You know, the DeLorean, the time machine. Now, when it comes to the time machine, is time travel possible? According to the laws of physics, yes, it is. But you need a massive amount of energy, and you need to have a massive amount of mass to be able to do it. But is it possible right now? No, it's not. It's not possible. But they didn't know that. And the Back to the Future franchise, the trilogy, is all about time travel. So you couldn't have a trilogy without having time travel. Is it possible? No. Could it be possible in the future? Hell yes. And this is what this podcast video is all about. It's about looking at the different areas, just very briefly, and just seeing, actually, could it be possible? Is it going to be possible? Who knows? So first of all, time travel. Really interesting topic. There's loads of people working on it all the time. People much, much more smart than myself. So really, for me, time travel, the business lesson you can learn from that is dream big. Dream big. It doesn't matter if it's possible. Have a think about it. Make a plan. See if it's, in theory, a goer. If it is, great. Keep doing it. Keep smashing at it. But dream big. Number two, let's talk about hoverboards. Hoverboards kick ass. And in the film, Marty McFly goes around on a skateboard. In the second film, he goes around on a hoverboard, which is so, so, so cool. And the hoverboard features in Back to the Future 3 as well. Now, when it comes to hoverboard technology, are they available right now? No, they're not. But remember, this film was made in 1989 and was set in the year, well, originally 1985, which travelled forward to 2015. So, for me, hoverboards represent basically the knowledge that they had at the time. I'll go on to that in a bit. But is there technology available for hoverboards? Well, people are working on it. People are working on it. Tony Hawk, the famous skateboarder, is working on hoverboard technology at the moment. And he's investing a lot of money. There's boards that are powered by air, by water. So, yay and nay. Yay and nay. But the big thing is that if you really want something, do it. You know, Tony Hawk is ploughing loads of millions of pounds into figuring this out. And for me, also, this represents branding. Also, hoverboard that's featured in Back to the Future 2 is pink. Do you know what? If they release that, I would buy one straight away. Straight away, I would buy one. So when it comes to technology and when it comes to branding, make sure it is rememberable. Make sure it stands out. But also, if you really believe in it, keep going. Keep going. Next up is flying cars. Now, flying cars feature in Back to the Future 2. There's a classic line right at the end of Back to the Future 1 and the start of Back to the Future 2, where Doc Brown drives a DeLorean picks up Marty McFly and Jennifer, and then turns around. Marty goes to Doc Brown. He says, there's not enough roads, Doc. I'm not going to make it. And then Doc turns around to Marty and says, where are we going? We don't need any roads. Brilliant line. Brilliant, brilliant line. Flying cars isn't on the cards at the moment. However, they are putting in laws at the moment how to control the airspace for flying cars. Self-driving cars are the limit at this precise moment as we're recording it. Would it be possible? Hey, technology means that it probably will be. If you can dream it, you can do it. But is it possible right now? No, it's not. No, it's not. Let's have a look at another one. When Doc goes out, when they arrive in 2015, Doc reveals his kind of new skin because he didn't want to scare Marty. Basically, he went through a rejuvenation process, a facial, basically, to make him look and feel younger. Is that possible now? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So when it comes to the technology around kind of skin rejuvenation, it's there. They predicted that one spot on. And if you just joined us, we're talking about the film Back to the Future 2 and what lessons you can learn from that. So we've already recapped two or three of them. And if you are watching on the replay, thank you very much for watching. So in terms of the rejuvenational process Doc Brown goes through, is it available now? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And for me, this represents giving your marketing a facelift. Give yourself a facelift. Check out your profiles. Do they need optimizing? Is the content relevant? Does it still provide value? Check that out. And if it doesn't, scrap it. But give your marketing a facelift. And hey, get a fresh pair of eyes in. It doesn't have to be me. It can be someone else. Fresh pair of eyes on your marketing. Do it wonders. Next up. It's, do you know what, flat screen TVs and video calling, really topical at the moment. Now, in terms of video calling, this is where Marty McFly goes into his house and he sees loads of TVs on the wall, different monitors to make one big screen. So first of all, giant screens, are they available? Yes, they are. They've got that right. Then he gets a call from his boss, which we'll go to another point about that in a bit. But he gets video from his boss. Again, is it available? Yes, it is. Live streaming, video calls using Zoom, Skype, you know, doing live streaming via Facebook Live, StreamYard, Be Live. It's all there. It is all there. So, in terms of the technology, is it there? Yes, they got that wrong right. They got that one right. One they didn't get right was that he received a fax to say, Marty McFly received a fax to say he was fired that came in his toilet because every room in his house had a fax machine. Faxes aren't around anymore. They got that one wrong. Now, for me, this shows a really, really cool, important lesson. And that is you can only predict future events based on the knowledge that you have. So if you don't know the knowledge, if you haven't got the insight, you haven't got the foresight to look at what your customers are doing and what your habits are changing, what habits are changing for them, do you know what? You're going to be left. You're going to be left with a product that's not going to be available or suitable for that product or actually that customer even. So in terms of the marketing, in terms of your, you know, general messages, make sure you're not a fax machine. Make sure you're not a fax machine and make sure that you are keeping up to date with your customer habits. Next up. As they first of all go into 2015, Doc Brown does a flash of light to make Jennifer fall asleep. Now, for me, after this, she can't remember anything that's happened. And this is what you don't want to happen with your marketing. You want your marketing to stand out. You want your marketing to resonate with your customers. You want your marketing to invoke emotions, which means that customers are going to love and feel your products more and more than ever before. So don't make forgettable content. Also, make sure that you share your content more than once. You know, you don't know what your customers are doing at the time of you posting a particular post. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your content is up to date, it's valuable, and you share it at the times when you think they're going to be online, but also the times where, if they're not online, you share it again when they are. So make sure you share your content more than once. Now, we're whizzing through them. It's been 10 minutes, and I'm pretty much about halfway. So this will probably finish in another 10 minutes or so. So I will recap all of these at the end. Next up is they have self-tying laces, self-tying trainers. Now, this is really cool because Nike produce is the brand in question when it comes to making the trainers in Back to the Future 2. And actually, Marty McFly wears Nikes in Back to the Future 1 and 3. But in 2, they have self-tying laces on their shoes. Now, that technology wasn't available in 1989. They tried it. Nike tried to produce one. And there was a designer that they got in, especially for this. He was working on the Air Jordan range called Tinker Hatfield. Now, he was the guy behind the Jordan Air range. So he was a phenomenal designer. And there's an episode of Abstract, the documentary on Netflix, which documents his journey. It's brilliant. Check it out. But the technology wasn't there. Technology wasn't small enough to make miniaturized self-tying laces. So they had to wait. So when it came to the 25-year anniversary of Back to the Future 2, the technology was there, and Nike produced a pair and gave it to Michael J. Fox, who plays Marty McFly, as a present. So this is where, even if you've got a really kick-ass idea, you've got a kick-ass idea that you want to share with different people, it might not be the right time to do it. The technology might not be there. It might not be the right time in people's minds to be able to launch it. You could be innovating far above where people are even imagining it. Or is your idea actually not innovative enough? But remember, you've got to match up with your customers' expectations and then surpass them. So if the technology is there, the idea is not fully formed, don't launch it. Wait till the time is right. Next up is the holographic shark that comes out. Now, this is really cool because this shows personal content and interactive content as well. Marty McFly looks at cinema, has a advert for Jaws 7 or 8, I can't remember which number it is, but an advert for Jaws at the cinema, and then the interactive shark comes out of the cinema too. So cool, so cool. Is that technology there? It's getting there. VR, AR, really coming to kind of forefront at the moment. So really check out how you can embrace VR and AR into your business. And remember, AR is just a digital interface over the reality. So think of Pokemon Go, for instance, or your IKEA app, you know, that kind of thing. You want to make it really easy for your customers to look, see, and engage with your content. VR and AR could be an idea. Next up is technology that you can use when you're gaming. Now, Marty McFly goes into the cafe, an 80s cafe, where they've got an old-style pinball machine, old-style shoot-em-up game. And he's really good at this, so therefore he kind of takes them down. And the kids mock him because he's using handheld controllers to play the game. Now, for me, this represents all the new technology, all the new platforms, which are coming in day by day by day. So really, you need to look at your audience. You need to be where your customers are hanging out on social media, on marketing. Are they on TikTok? Are they on Instagram? Do they look at stories more than grids? Do they love really short animations, really short GIFs, really short videos? If so, produce those. Produce the content that your customers want to see. But you've got to know your customers to be able to do this. Also, they had a way of controlling the weather. Doc Brown knew that at a certain time, the sun, it was going to stop raining and the sun was going to come out. Really, really cool. So for me, this is all about the control of what was in your business. Have you got control of all of the different areas of your business? And if you haven't, make a list of the ones that you haven't. And can you put a process in place to make those better? Can you automate it? Can you outsource it? What can you do to make it easier for you? And then next up, before I recap, is Doc Brown powers the DeLorean with biofuel in Back to the Future 2. So in Back to the Future 1, it was done by high-grade uranium or plutonium, I can't remember which one. Back to the Future 2, it's all bio. So if you've got a niche, if you've got a unique selling point that you can shout out to your customers about, do it. Have you got an eco message? Have you got a community message? Have you got something that you can share with your audience which separates you from the competition? Have a think about that and start talking about it. So I'm going to recap on some of the tech which have featured in Back to the Future 2, which we've spoken about over the last 15 minutes. So we've spoken about flying cars. We've spoken about making your content rememberable. We've spoken about fax machines. We've spoken about flat screen TV, plus also Zoom calls. We've spoken about technology that wasn't available at the time, like the Night Trends, which they built. We spoke about knowing your niche, so using eco, using community as a basis for that. We talked about branding with the Nike trainers, but also the hoverboard, and really investing in your dream. If you've got a passion for it, keep smashing it, keep doing it. But remember, if it's not the right time, don't worry about it, park it. We talk about interactive content with VR and AR. We spoke about time travel and fax machines, which aren't possible or maybe not quite there yet, but also fax machines, they're gone. We've spoken about making sure that you know your audiences and making sure that you're up to date with their habits and so much more. The main thing is that I want you to take away from this is Back to the Future 2 shows loads and loads of technology that actually might never happen. But back in 1989, they made some tech predictions that actually most of them have come true. All of those predictions were based on the knowledge at that time. So when you're looking at your business, when you're looking at your technology, when you're looking at your future of your business over 20, 30 years, based on your ideas now, but also your customer habits and how they're going to grow over that time. Thank you very much, everyone, for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you've got any comments, please put them below in the comments or send me a message. My name's been Gary Jones from Grow Marks Media, and this has been the technology that was featured in Back to the Future 2 and the marketing and business lessons you can learn from those. Take care, my friends. I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.